President Clinton has decided to ban road building and sharply limit development in 58 million acres of federal forests, an area larger than all of the country's national parks combined. At a press conference in Washington, the president said he wanted to save these forests for future generations.
These uniquely American landscapes are sanctuaries to hike and hunt and ski and fish. They're a source of clean water for millions of our fellow citizens. They are havens for wildlife and home to about one quarter of all threatened or endangered species in our nation.
The approval of Congress was not required, and as NPR's John Nielsen reports, congressional attempts to undo the ban are virtually certain.
President Clinton has been working hard on his conservation legacy this year. With the help of Congress, he's funneled hundreds of millions of dollars into local land conservation programs. Without the help of Congress, he's sharply limited development on 12 new national monuments on western federal lands. But Bill Meadows of the Wilderness Society says all of that pales in comparison to the new ban on road building.
This is huge. It's probably the most significant land conservation rule in 20 years.
Roads can do all kinds of damage to forests. Directly and indirectly, they make it easier to log and mine and dump all kinds of garbage in these seemingly protected areas. Also, roads degrade the streams and rivers that feed many urban water supplies, according to Forest Service Chief Mike Dombeck.
Some 60 million Americans rely on drinking water from national forests. And what this policy does is this policy really continues to move us forward so we can have the watershed function in an unimpeded manner to continue to cleanse water, to continue to recharge aquifers.
To protect the aquifers outside the forests and the forests themselves, Dombeck issued a temporary ban on new roads back in 1996. Public debates over the terms of a plan to make the temporary ban permanent have been raging ever since. Congressional critics have urged the president to drop the whole idea. Environmentalists wanted him to strengthen Dombeck's temporary ban. At times, to Dombeck, this process has seemed endless.
We had probably a more extensive public comment period on this issue than any issue I've seen in my entire career, in natural resource management, with the over 1.5 million comments, over 600 public meetings held, at least two meetings on every national forest in the country.
In the end, Mr. Clinton sided with the environmentalists, issuing a final rule that's tougher than the early plan. Road building and logging projects that are already underway in these areas will be allowed to proceed, but when they're done, that's basically it. Also, this ban has been expanded to cover 9 million acres of Alaska's Tongass Forest. Foresters and logging companies were bitterly disappointed by this ban, in part because they think the ban will end up hurting the forests it's supposed to be protecting. William Banzoff of the Society of American Foresters says loggers will have a much harder time removing dead or diseased trees from these forests. He also thinks the risk of catastrophic fires will increase.
I mean, if the fire starts in that area, there isn't time at that point to be building a road. That road system has to be in there prior to the fire.
Banzoff says the forests affected by this ban already have their own management plans, developed by locals over many years of trying. He says there's no good reason for the federal government to be trumping them.
Though the intent might be right, I think in the long run, it's not in the interest of the forest, it's not in the interest of the community. And really, from the point of view of the credibility of this and subsequent administrations, it's not in their best interest either.
Forest Service Chief Mike Dombeck says there's no evidence that catastrophic fires break out more easily in roadless areas, but attempts to overturn this ban are already building steam. Dirk Kempthorne, the Republican governor of Idaho, says he'll go to federal court to try and stop the ban from being implemented. Ted Stevens and Frank Murkowski, Alaska's Republican senators, are also expected to challenge the legality of this rule. George W. Bush attacked the idea of a roadless policy on several occasions during the recent presidential campaign, but at this point, it's not clear whether the incoming Bush administration will attempt to formally alter the ban. That would require another series of contentious public hearings. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.